Plato and Aristotle, Lecture 9. The Organon. Substance as the Primary Mode of Being.
In the last lecture, I suggested that we might think about Aristotle's Organon, his instrumental works, on the lines of a methodology, that is, a logic of inquiry, reasoning, and argumentation, or a logic of discourse in general. Thus, the works that open most editions of Aristotle's writings may be thought of in this way as part of Aristotle's logical theory. I also suggested that methodologies, that is, works of logic, are not philosophically neutral, so that we should be able already in Aristotle's thinking through his views on the tools of thought to see some of the basic features of that thought itself. But it's also true that a philosopher might articulate a methodology not in order actually to be used as an instrument, as though scientists would have to know the philosophy of science before they could do what it is that they do as scientists, or artists would need to know aesthetics before they could be successful artists. It's silly on the face of it, isn't it, to suppose that methodology would constitute such a necessary requirement for the successful carrying out of a practice successfully. Think what a mess we'd be in if we had to know linguistics or understand Chomsky before we could speak English, or if we had to be a master of physics before we could ride a bicycle. But the methodologies, and now I'm using that in quotation marks, the methodologies might rather be themselves theoretical reflections on what's happening in a certain body of practice, what it is that we're doing when we reason or argue or when we speak. That's, after all, what a linguist is doing, isn't it? A linguist is trying to show us what the formal structure of our speaking is, not teach us how to speak. And logic, in other words, similarly, might be understood not as a tool of thought, but as a version of a theory of thought, formally representing, as it were, but not spelling out, the instrumental structure of such activities. So insofar as these works that we're going to talk about this time are logical, then, we might think of them as representing instruments for a number of different kind of activities that the philosopher is interested in making people think theoretically about. So Aristotle's early works, and I mean here early works not chronologically, but the works that appear early in the collected corpus of his writing, Aristotle's early works give us, in the two books called The Analytics, usually referred to as the earlier and later analytics, or technically the prior analytics and the posterior analytics, in these two books, Aristotle gives us the formal representation of scientific understanding, that's what he talks about in the posterior analytics, and the formal representation of modes of inference and reasoning that are required for such understanding to be worked out or to take place. That's what he does in what are called the prior analytics. This first work, the prior analytics, introduces us, therefore, to the syllogism as a formal representation of how our reasoning and inference takes place. A syllogism is, for Aristotle, simply a piece of reasoning in which some things being taken to be true, other things are thought to follow necessarily from those things being true. A syllogism is called a syllogism precisely because it brings together two logoi, two piece of logisms, so syn logismo, they bring them together, and see what it is that follows from that. So a syllogism has the basic form. A is the case, B is the case, and if that's true, it follows that C is the case. We are, in other words, as we say, entitled to infer the truth of C from the truth of A and B because of the fact that A and B together imply C. You can't, in other words, assert A and B to be the case, that is, to be true, unless you're willing also to accept the truth of C. And we think of this as being the case on pain of rationality. Of course, you can stand up and say, no, I just won't accept that. But then we say, yeah, but if you're going to be rational, if you're going to really think as a rational human being must think, then if you accept A and if you accept B, since it follows that C is the case on the base of these two, you've got to also accept C.